negative side in the past. The examples that we've seen from the little slideshow and earlier, I think leave a question in people's minds about what the real impact, how much this is actually changing the flow of information into the debate from a partisan direction. What do you say about that, Nick?
I think what we need to remember, I think what we need to remember is, and we looked at that video, was that we saw how the newspapers, the Murdoch Press, the Mail Group, how they can now command the online agenda, and how that can also change what's happening on radio and television. They are literally, in my opinion, the newspapers, they're succeeding in driving a coach and horses through our established broadcasting standards through their invasion online. Now, we've been well served by a free press in this country. We've been well served by the development of the blogosphere. I'm not in any way seeking to restrict the blogosphere. What I'm trying to draw attention to is the way in which newspaper proprietors can command the online agenda, and the way that that can affect politics. And we've heard the people say, well, why not take the word online out? But look, what we've got to understand is that our traditions, our political democratic traditions, are being smashed up. If you listened to Sun Talk online on European election day, they were saying vote Conservative. And what happened, of course, with Sunline? It's now just won an award. John Gaunt, the presenter's up for a Sony. He is rewriting the rules of broadcasting journalism. They were celebrating the fact online that they are the online radio where you can talk politics while people are voting. What do you think is going to happen, everybody, on polling day, on May the 6th? You switch on to the online world of the newspapers, and you will see a very clear political agenda. So, in my opinion, they are managing to drive a coach and horses through our traditions. We saw there that video of Prince Harry. Now, I worked for the BBC for 30 years. If somebody had tried to sell me a pinched video of Prince Harry and get it on the BBC, I would have been out of the door. We would never have got it on the air. But once it's on the News of the World's website, it's in the public interest. So the BBC and the rest of the broadcasters tear up their rule books, roll over, and will use purloined material in a way which I think is damaging our democratic process. So, and we can't but not understand that the online world now has hidden persuaders which we know nothing about. The government is spending £500,000 altering the Google search engines to throw up government schemes. The Conservatives have just piled in. They're spending a bomb of money on Google to alter the way in which the online world is working. So I'm saying, very briefly, that we should have and think about some sort of regulation. Are we saying that on polling day, on May the 6th, that the online world should be a complete free-for-all when it comes to political comment? Aren't we saying that we're Europeans, that we have traditions, that when polling stations are open, you don't have media proprietors manipulating the agenda to their advantage? So I would say we need the thought at least to be there that if we're going to have an online world with convergence, where these online radio and television stations will soon be available digitally on our radio and television stations, they will be in full competition with the BBC, and I make this prediction now, they will bring to politicised radio and television via the online world, and the whole of the country will roll over. And if you look at the Conservatives, you won't find it in the manifesto, I expect, but it's there. They are promising that newspaper websites should have complete freedom to push their impartial news through the online world into the digital world. And I say we've just got to think that there are some powerful forces who are quite capable of manipulating the online world, and however much I would like to and would defend to the hilt what a blogosphere does and the blogs do, please remember that there are some people with pretty powerful checkbooks around who can manipulate our agenda.
Thank you very much. Nick, would you therefore regulate online the TV-like video services in to save democracy?
Well, I would certainly say that on the online audiovisual world, that on polling day, you should not be allowed to hack, as the Sun says it now has, and it can offer political comment and opinion when the polling stations are open. I mean, we have to have some standards, and that's why I say that we have to understand what's happening by the back door. The online world has given the media proprietors a new lease of life, but, and we don't know where it's going.
But I think you're contradicting yourself, because in fact, the online world offers such low barriers to entry that that's the only sphere right now where someone can challenge the Times, challenge Rupert Murdoch, and challenge Paul Dacre.
Yes, of course, but the online chatter of the blogosphere is being influenced by the big bucks of the media proprietors. That all of the
stories. So where's the evidence for that?
Well, let's look at the biggest story of all. The biggest story was the Daily Telegraph spending £100,000 buying a purloined disc of information. Could the BBC have got that story online? Of course it couldn't. A newspaper could. Look at Lord Levy, bought up by the Daily Mail. Look at the videos that are bought up by the newspaper proprietors, and they get them out online, and they command the agenda. And all I'm saying is that it's an unregulated world which is demolishing our broadcasting standards. Nick makes